Hello and welcome to episode 70 of the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast with me, your host, Gary Fox. This is Idea Lab number 9. And today I'm going to slow things down a little bit. I have a tendency to rush through the Idea Lab, so we're going to take it a little bit easier. I actually didn't want to do this today, in full disclosure. I didn't feel like doing it. I found it hard to get into the mindset of recording, but I did that little trick whereby you imagine how you're going to feel afterwards, and that always works for me. So I just imagined how I was going to feel tomorrow when I got up and the podcast was live and the email was sent. So that's my first little tip for today. When you don't want to do something, just imagine that feeling afterwards of when you've done it. Anyway, self-help talk over. Today we are going to talk about good ideas and bad ideas and how to know which is which. If you're doing the idea challenge, so September is our month for ideas. We're doing an idea a day every day for September. If you're doing it, congrats. Thank you to all the people who are sending me ideas every single day. You guys are absolute legends, and I've been so impressed with all the ideas. If you're not, it's still time to get involved. We're only just about halfway through. If you're listening to this in September 14th, we're only halfway through, so still loads of time. Even if you only do one idea, set yourself the really low barometer of just coming up with one cool new idea for a business in September. And send it to me. That's a good way of accountability. Send them to me by email, Twitter, Carrier Pigeon, LinkedIn, Instagram, whatever you like. But I find it helpful when you have some sort of accountability. I also want you to do me a favor right now. Stop what you're doing, unless you're driving the car. Stop whatever you're doing. Send me a tweet or an Instagram or a DM or something and just let me know where you listen to the podcast and how long you listen for. Do you just listen to all the Idea Labs? Do you listen to an Idea Lab and an interview? What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to tailor the podcast to people for their new routine. Like, COVID has changed people's consumption patterns. I can see it every week in the listenership. Listenership is growing hugely, which is great. But I kind of want to understand your thinking. Like, when are you listening to this? What do you like? What do you dislike? So tell me how long you listen to for on average and where you listen to it. Is it out for a walk? Is it in the car? I'm trying to understand the post-COVID consumption habits. Like, what do you want? And then I'll tailor the pause to that. Let's get going. Let's kick in to the ideas. Good idea versus bad idea. So if you're taking part in the challenge, you'll realize you can generate ideas every single day if you have to. So ideas are not the problem. The actual problem, there's two problems. The actual problem is everything will come down to execution. I believe most ideas, as long as they're not absolute rubbish, come down to execution. You can make a very average idea great by having superb execution, but it's knowing at the start between a good idea and a bad idea. So today, I'm going to share with you some things that I do when I have ideas. Generally, full disclosure, is to go and like do the fun stuff, buy the domain name, register the Instagram handle. But what you actually should do is this. A few weeks ago, I shared you the template for how I generate ideas. So if you're on the email newsletter, you can click back into that. If you're not, get on the newsletter and you'll be able to get into it. So you need some sort of filter to go through your ideas. If you're doing the challenge, you should now have 14, 15 ideas. So let's say at the end of September, you want to launch a business. Which one are you going to pick? Generally, it's the one you go back to all the time, that one that just can't get out of your head. But sometimes you're like, oh, I have 3 or 4 good ideas. Which one should I go for? So today I'm going to share the formula that I use to stress test ideas and see if they're worth pursuing in more detail, because I have that entrepreneur course whereby I just keep coming up with like ridiculous, crazy ideas and write them in my notebook and pester my wife with them and tell everyone that'll listen going, oh, this idea, what about this idea? What about this idea? And generally they're gone again. I'll be like, oh no, that's a terrible idea because of this reason. So this is the formula I use. So there's 5 points. Number one, and this is the easiest one, is online research. Who else is doing this idea? It will exist somewhere. Don't let me just burst your bubble and say whatever crazy new idea you're thinking of, someone else has already thought of that and they're doing it somewhere. That's not a bad thing. That proves your market, proves your model. So online research, who else is doing this and how are they doing it? It's quick and easy and a few hours is enough. Don't get stuck here. Don't let this be the only stage you do and get disheartened and go, oh, there's 52 people doing it. Oh, I shouldn't do it. Because again, back to my first point, just because there's 52 people doing it doesn't mean you can't execute better than every single one of them. And you probably can. The second point I think about is, what's my unfair advantage? And what I mean by that is, what have you got that no one else has? So do you have industry expertise? Do you have an unbelievable skill? Are you an unbelievably good coach? Are you unbelievably good accountant? What's your secret sauce? So why is it you and not the 52 other people that are doing it is going to be successful? So that's a little bit of introspection. That's a little bit of looking at yourself. And to be a good entrepreneur, I think you have to be brutally honest with yourself. As Brody Sweeney said a few weeks ago, you can fool everyone else, but you can't fool yourself. And that's really true. If you're really honest, that's really true. So think of a good reason why you should be doing it and not anyone else. The third one, do you want to do it? And that's the most important one. When you're really honest with yourself, is this something you really want to do? Can you sustain this for the next 5 to 10 years? And you should think in those terms. I think we're all guilty of short-termism and just this thinking of, oh, what'll happen in the next 12 months and what'll happen in the next, 12 weeks. And we're kind of bombarded on social media by all these, 12-week transformations. And oh, I started my business and in 2 months I had 100 grand. And, we're bombarded by all this. But realistically, that's fine. If you want to set up a dropshipping business, you want to just get a quick win, great. But if you want to build something that's going to sustain and last and be your legacy, think in terms of 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Your initial enthusiasm for any business will wane. That's 100% true. There's no way. Think of anything you do. Think of your new fitness regime. Think of, eating healthily. Think of anything you do. Your interest does wane automatically after a length of time. So it will wane in your business, no matter how well it's doing. It often actually won't be a financial reason that'll cause it to wane. It'll be something totally different. We're human. We've highs, lows, ups, downs. Regular life gets in the way. Something will come out of left field whereby you're like, Jesus, that's happened in my personal life. I don't care about this business anymore. And that can happen. So is this something that you'll want to do every day, every hour for the next 5 to 10 years? That's hard to know, but trust your gut. Number four, do you have the skills and the finances to make this happen? And if not, where and how can I acquire them in a short space of time? So do you have the skills to do XYZ, to be an online fitness coach or to be, whatever you want to do? And if not, how can you get those skills in a reasonably short period of time? And if you need the finances, how can you access that? Is it a loan? Is it I've saved up X money? Is it a grant? So think of that really fast. So no point saying, I want to start an electric car company. Where am I going to get 2 billion? So think of that and you can always scale the idea back. And the final step, and this is the most important step, go and speak to people with expertise in that area, especially if you're entering a new sector. Don't just assume based on a Google search that, yeah, sure, there's definitely demand here. Go speak to people. This is the quickest way to learn by a factor of 100, 1,000, a million. Go chat to people. Have a coffee and have a detailed conversation with them going, look, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? And don't be afraid. Don't think, oh, this guy's going to think I'm going to take his business. They're not. If anyone's any good, the good people will be more than willing to help you because they know they're executing in a brilliant way. They're not going to be scared of you. You can also talk to people in businesses that kind of don't directly compete with yours, but complement it. So go and talk to people and go and talk to 5, 10, 15 people and get their insights because that is the quickest way. Often people pretend and show things in a certain way that they're actually not. Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, we all show things in a certain way and often things aren't that way. So that is my filter for looking at new business ideas in more detail. Shoot me DMs if you want to ask me more questions. Finally today, just a little quick section. I threw out a couple of messages on social media about recession-proof businesses. Just got me thinking during the week. I was talking to a friend of mine, he started a new car repair business and it's absolutely flying. So not all businesses struggle in a recession. So it's worth thinking about that. If you are trying to think of new ideas, think about what businesses thrive in a recession. So if you're on the newsletter today, I've shared 4 new businesses you can start in a recession that have done really well in previous recessions. There's a little teaser to get you subscribed to the newsletter. I will see you back on Thursday for the latest deep dive interview on the Entrepreneur Experiment. Until then, take action and good luck with your idea generation.